Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
The worst witches in history have combined their power to plan the diabolical destruction of New York City and the rest of the world, while humanity's only hope is an immortal warrior played by Vin Diesel, who is the last witch hunter.
Your immortality has made you the greatest soldier of the Axe and Cross.
I need you to take me to the dream world. It's the only way to fight what's coming.
And in that fight, the witch hunter in chief gets crucial assistance from a kindly priest played by Michael Caine, a glamorous dreamwalker played by Rose Leslie of Game of Thrones, and an eager young disciple played by Elijah Wood of Lord of the Rings.
I've waited my entire life for the opportunity to help you.
Well, now's your chance.
If you die in there, you die out here.
But something else is awakening beyond good, beyond evil.
Yeah.
And this revolting movie is beyond bad. It is wretched, in fact, with moronic writing, unbelievably cheesy special effects, embarrassing acting, an annoying score, and so few redeeming features that it seems to have come together under an evil spell. Rose Leslie makes an appealingly spunky leading lady, but Vin Diesel's sleepwalking, cringe-inducing performance makes his roles in the Fast and Furious series seem Oscar-worthy by comparison. Rated PG-13 with loads of sword and sorcery violence, one star for the putrid and pathetic The Last Witch Hunter, you'll have to hunt for even a few minutes that are watchable.